Welcome to the third episode of the RPA Rookies podcast. I am Parth Doshi, your host, and today we are going to find out the right approach to follow when switching career to RPA. Now, the pace at which we are every day seeing new updates in the RPA industry, be it a platform, be it the existing updates, be it a new release, there are unbelievable updates coming at a very fast pace. So, it becomes really very difficult to stay updated to all of that updates, even though you are already in that career. Now, it already becomes difficult for the people who are in that career. What about the people who are switching their career to RPA? It will become more difficult for them. So now, in this episode, we'll be seeing what is the right approach that you could follow if you are a professional in some other XYZ domain and you are switching your career into the RPA. Now, here's the approach that you could follow when switching into RPA. First, decide the platform that you want to learn. UiPath, Blue Prism, Automation Anywhere. These are the three platforms that companies are asking nowadays when you go for interviews, and also Power Automate and Power Apps. Now, first you should go ahead and complete the foundational certification of that particular tool. I'm not saying to give the certification exam, but complete the fundamental course that will help you gain the overall idea of how that platform functions, what are the different products that platform has, and the other basic things about that particular platform. Now, we are seeing that RPA is being integrated in many different platforms, starting from data analytics to our SAP applications to Salesforce to ServiceNow, and there are many other integrations coming day by day. Tableau, Alteryx, and there are all the platforms which are having this type of integration. Some have some integration, some don't have some integrations. Now, let's suppose you are a professional from a data analytics industry. You might be doing something like data massaging, data filtering, gathering the data from SQL databases or some other sources. Now, these are the tasks that you could list down. Once you have listed down the task and you have completed the fundamental course, what you have to do is you have to identify which part could be automated. Now, this helps you develop the process identification knowledge as well, that you could analyze and decide whether this process is automatable or not. Now, with this and while doing this, there will be two things happening. One, you will be building some projects that will help you to put in your resume. And since you have already completed the foundation course, it will help you have that complete fundamental knowledge of that particular tool. Now, when you have identified what process could be automated within that particular domain, now you are on your way to become an expert in that particular domain in RPA. Now, you were already an expert, or maybe you were having good knowledge of that particular domain, but now you also know how you can integrate RPA with that. So that will help you gain the knowledge of both the domains, and you will be staying connected with both that domains. Once done that, now you might have done some automation after you have identified this process. That type of automations you could put on your resume. Since there is this major problem when you are switching from other domain, maybe you have an experience of 6 years in that other domain, but what about RP experience? There won't be an experience, so you might be considered as a fresher in some scenarios. So in that case, you can build this kind of projects which will help you to be put up on your resume, and you can show that as your implementation knowledge or what different kinds of project that you have worked on. Because many companies also prefer candidates of a particular domain which has knowledge on both. When you see a job opening, you will see they need some SQL expert, VB expert or something like that. So in that case, this different domain knowledge helps you. Once you have automated the task, now you have put on your resume, now you need to think how it can be actually implemented in more real world scenarios. So just try to pick a use case from any other industry as well, like how you can use the data analytics and RP integration within the banking industry, finance industry, or anything as such. Now, this is the approach that you should follow when switching your career into RPA from other domains. That will help you to be an expert in the domain which you were already, and also gain more knowledge in the RP industry and stay updated to the latest technologies that are coming. So my very first suggestion again is complete the fundamental course of that particular tool through their academy, Blue Prism, Automation Anywhere, UiPath, Microsoft, everyone has their own academy courses that you could complete. So just go ahead and complete that courses. And now, before we end the episode, there is another very important thing that you need to learn and do is network with the community people. Learn with them, share your knowledge with them, and they'll really grow. So thank you for listening to the podcast. Share it with your colleagues who are trying to switch their career into RPA and who need to hear this. See you in the next episode.